If I could talk, the stories I could tell. It's the Bill Elder Podcast on this 20th day of January, 2011. Happy birthday to Bill Maher, who turns 55. Artie Johnson, very interesting, is 77. And Buzz Aldrin, the second man on the moon. Hey, you know, I'd settle for that, wouldn't you? Is 81 today. Meet the Beatles was released on this day in 1964. And some unfinished business from yesterday's podcast. A fine listener named Scatty Ads was questioning whether RAM was actually returned or continued to be used as programs on Windows operating system. And I have to say, I'm not a computer expert and embarrassed to say that the last actual Windows operating system that I have at the house is Windows 2000. So there. If anything's changed since then, I don't know about it. I'm just kind of in a radio mood today, and I found this clip of Frank Malloy, who's really a big deal here in Macon. He is like the anchor man, the television anchor man. Everybody knows who he is. Everybody watches him on television. And he began as a sportscaster for Channel 13, and he did sports on my radio show. We followed each other by a full month. Well, here, let me play you a clip from my 10th anniversary show back in 1874.
Oh, clear the studio. Ladies and gentlemen, a special treat this morning. I believe this is one of the few times he's ever been here on Monday. It's Frank Malloy. Hello, Frank.
Bill, good to see you this morning,
my good friend. Now, you've got a 10th anniversary coming up in May.
Do you realize what an historic year 1982 was, Bill? You arrived, I came, and the Cherry Blossom Festival started.
All at the same time.
Why aren't we in high standing?
Well, that's exactly what I say.
You know, actually, I would have been here a few minutes earlier, but since you and Don King have started sharing an office, you started looking alike. So I was sitting over across the hall in the wrong studio for 20 minutes.
Exactly right. You bring him over here, and you let me know if we look alike this morning.
But see, I knew that couldn't have been you because he didn't insult anybody in the first 20 minutes I was over there, and I said, "Wait a minute, now this isn't possibly Bill Elder."
Oh
so
man,
did I hear that this is a day named in your honor? Today is Bill Elder Day.
That's exactly right. I don't know how it happened. They're very gracious, and apparently they've all lowered their standards.
I was going to say, the depth to which our city is sunk now.
This is what it's come to. I can't believe it.
Don't you look marvelous? The little tuxedo, the plaid tie and all?
Listen to him. Little tuxedo? Like, I didn't know they sold those in Garanimals.
But, you know, I wasn't even going to come until I heard you had free food, and my, I'm glad I made
boy,
the appearance.
Do we, too. Look at this. Man, oh, man.
Cake, donuts, and everything.
That's
like
enough
that?
To put Pryor out for 2 months.
Now, you have to understand, Jim Pryor is a guy that was a diabetic, and he did production, had one of the finest voices you've ever heard. In fact, there's a funny story. There was a guy that I worked with at NEX, and he wanted to try to break into the Atlanta market. And we have these things called air checks, which means that you record your radio show, but you take out all the music. You hear the beginning and the end of the song, but they're mostly interested in how you introduce and come out of records and perform your show because, you know, we've all heard the music. And so it gives a program director an opportunity to hear your entire program in very little time. And usually in two or three sets, as they call them, they can tell if they want to hire you or not. So this guy sends a tape. It was to QXI up in Atlanta. And he sends a tape, and they wrote him back, and they said, "You know, you sound pretty good, but who is that guy in the commercials? We love his voice." And it was Jim Pryor. Jim could care less about working in Atlanta, and now you know he's getting another offer. He was already doing agency work up there anyway. Amazing people. I've really worked with some amazing people. And back to Frank Malloy. He started in sports and then became an anchor man during the big flood of 94. And what had happened was everybody had gone home. And, you know, Frank is one of these guys that he's not just a newscaster. He's a broadcaster, which means that he could do anything in the industry that he wanted to. You know, he could do sports, he could do anchoring, which he's proven to be true. And so what had happened was they didn't have anybody else to deliver this information, this important information to the people of the city of Macon. I was in Britain at the time. I remember it was one of my trips over there, and I sit down that evening. My friends and I are watching BBC News, and there is Macon underwater. Fortunately, we elders are survivors because I lived in one of the highest points of the city. So anyway, but Frank got on the air and discerned the information and did an incredible job and eventually became anchor of the news and is still doing that job to this very day and is well revered in the city of Macon. And there are stories I could tell, but I'm not Miles Dyer, so I don't get all the time in the world on Audio Boo. So that'll do it for this time. Have a good one. We'll see you tomorrow.